Tomasi Sports Report on ESPN Radio.
And that's right, you heard it right. Today's show is right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400, FM 104.3, WSEG, Sports Talk Savannah. I'm Carl Tomasi. I'm here live every Saturday. Well, most of the time it's live. Sometimes you get the best of or pre-recorded. But today I'm live. I'm going to be here in the whole studio live. And all our guests are joining us on the ESPN Radio Savannah Smiles Piano Bar Hotline. And this next guy I know very well. I've watched him grow from a little ninth grader all the way into a mature senior. Then, of course, go off to college. And he was a versatile player in the outfield for the Sharks. That's right, Islands High School Sharks. He was a graduate in 2015. Coined by Coach Nick Pugh, the head baseball coach. He found a home in right field. And, you know, we also coined him Mr. Baseball, because if you want to talk baseball with this kid, he knew everything about baseball, and it was pretty exciting. Then he signed a scholarship offer to go play at Limestone College, but he went there for 1 year. But in senior year in high school, he had .312, had a .400 on-base percentage, and he just loved the game, and he was excited about Limestone College, but it didn't work out. But now he's interning in their athletic department, and he had an internship this summer, and he is the voice of the Savannah Bananas. Joining us now on the ESPN Radio Savannah Smiles Hotline is Caleb Barnes. Caleb, always a pleasure. Thanks for joining me.
Yes, sir. It's always a pleasure talking to you, Coach.
Okay. I'm not your grandpa, I'm not dad, so yes, sir. Just say, okay, Coach, we're ready to go.
We're always ready.
I know. Mom and Dad taught you some good manners. Patty Barnes and Ron Barnes, great people. They did a great job. You know, we talked about it over the summer or before the summer, and you said you were excited about it. You might have a shot at doing the play-by-play for the Savannah Bananas, and, you know, I'm proud of you. From where you started to where you are right now, it's great to listen to you. So tell everybody about Caleb Barnes and how you got involved in all this stuff.
Whenever I went to Limestone, of course, I went there on a baseball scholarship. But I realized in my first year that, you know, baseball wasn't going to take me as far as possibly doing broadcasting. So I decided to put my focus into my broadcasting and into my webcast team up at school. And, you know, it's just been different experience. You know, I get to watch all the games, get to watch different sports and stuff like that. But at the same time, I'm always around sports, and I get to, you know, experience the game from a different perspective now. Instead of being a player, I get to look at it from a third-person perspective. Which that's the first time I've done that since I was about 6 years old whenever I started playing. So it's definitely different, but, you know, I'm so happy where I'm at right now, and I can just continue this broadcast and just maybe make it somewhere and do something great with it.
You were talking about how you were going in to play baseball, and you made the decision it's not going to take you as far as you want to go in your love, and that's, of course, baseball and broadcasting. So as of right now, what is your college major, and why did you choose it?
Communications is what I'm a major in, and that falls under the category of sports broadcasting as well for my school. I get to learn a lot about computer systems, camera work, sound boards, all the stuff that goes in making a broadcast as far as not just actually broadcasting. So I get experience of learning everything on the outside as well instead of just strictly staying in the broadcasting, which is going to help me in the long run whenever I hopefully go to apply for a job that I can tell them I can do all sorts of different things besides just broadcasting.
Yeah, so, you know, it gives you a whole different – it gives you many avenues to do other things. I mean, you know, as a broadcaster or a play-by-play announcer, you know, what's your daily duty up at Limestone and then versus what you do here in Savannah for the Savannah Bananas?
Daily duties at Limestone for me would fall under mostly making sure that all the webcast system is set up. I have a computer system through an Alienware system that I have to set up before the games. I also have to go ahead and make sure that our cameras are ready and set, our broadcasting system is ready to go, soundboards are all set, cameras are good, and make sure that we have the perfect setup so that we can run our broadcast as smoothly as possible, because at Limestone, it is a very athletically based school, and parents do, and kids do come from all over the area of the United States and outside of the country as well. Many players are on our sports teams, so you need to make sure that you're always set and ready to go so that the families that are listening can have a broadcast to listen to for their children so that they can support, whether it be any sort of family member or friends.
And I'm Carl Tomasi. You're listening to Carl Tomasi Sports Report right here on ESPN Radio Savannah. I'm talking to right now former Islands High School Shark baseball player, now up at Limestone College, communication major, involved in their sports broadcasting. And he got the internship to do the play-by-play for the Savannah Bananas this summer, and that's, of course, Caleb Barnes. So, all right, well, you know, did you ever think you would get this experience doing play-by-play for a team in your own town besides doing it at your local college?
No, sir. I had no intentions of that. Whenever I had heard about there being a possible internship with the Bananas, of course, I tried to jump right on it. I made sure to contact Mr. and Mrs. Cole and made sure that, you know, if it was a possibility of me getting the job, I would love the opportunity to have it. Me and Miss Cole had in contact a few times about a couple emails, a couple phone calls and text messages, and I hadn't heard back from her for about 3 weeks, but then one day I got an email from her and she was like, "Do you still want the job?" And I said, "Of course I want the job. This is my dream." And the good people at school, Mikey Saunders, one of my main bosses up there, he definitely helped me out a lot, put in a good resume for me to be able to have some achievements in my life. He spoke very well of me, and I definitely appreciate that. You know, all the people that have put forth the work beforehand to be able to get me at where I am today, my friends, my family, all my coaches, my bosses and stuff like that. I couldn't ask for, you know, a better situation. You know, being at home and getting to see your family at the ball game, getting to see your friends at the ball games, and they're all excited for you and just happy for me doing what I'm doing because they see how happy I am. It's truly, truly a blessing.
You're doing a great job, and you know, you're a local guy. You know, we heard about the local players coming in. Of course, Mikey Huggins and Chris Batchelor, Stevie Powers, local kids that get to play on the field. Well, we got a local kid up there in the booth doing a great job. So, you know, we hear all about the hoopla and the entertainment. It's a show. What's it like for you going to a Bananas game? Because you're concentrating on what's going on in the game, but everything that goes on the side has to get your attention sometimes.
Always does. That is our big point at Savannah Bananas is we want to entertain you from the first pitch to the last pitch in between innings. We want to make sure that you are on the edge of your seat every single second. And for my job personally, it is my job to be able to give everybody a picture out at home what the field and what the game and how everything looks like, not just inside the field, but also outside the field of all the great things that they do, all the promotions that we do, all the funny things that we do during the games. And it is fun to watch because, you know, baseball and life is just a game. You know, it's all about having fun. And one thing Mr. and Mrs. Cole and the rest of our interns and workers at the Savannah Bananas try to do is to make sure that we have as much fun as possible because we want everybody to be able to enjoy the game. Even if you're not a baseball fan, you might just come for the excitement of just watching it or watching people out there just having fun. And that's, we just want to make sure that everybody has a great experience whenever they come and watch a game with us and hopefully maybe come back.
Well, Caleb, I know we're running out of time, and I can't believe 10 minutes has gone by quick already. So tell us about the rest of the season. You got two home games left, what it looks like and where the Bananas are, where they might wind up.
Currently, right now, we are in fourth place in the West overall at 28-24, a half a game back behind the Gastonia Grizzlies at 29-24. We have one game tonight against the
Florence Red Wolves.
It is the Red Wolves. And then we have a game on Sunday against the Grizzlies of Gastonia. So our main goal right now is to try to win these next two games and maybe push ourselves into that third-place position so we can play that one-game playoff against the High Point Thomasville High Toms and then go on from there and maybe try to win two straight Pettit Cup championships in a row. You know, once you get in this playoff situation, anything can happen.
Caleb Barnes, great job. Former 2015 Islands High School graduate, now at Limestone College in their communications department, doing a great job. Last question, future plans, school duties next year, next summer. What can we foresee in Mr. Barnes' golden vocal cords there?
Same plans as last year. Hopefully just going to keep on advancing in my duties and in my work, continuing these next 2 years will be my junior and senior year. So I got all my communications classes coming in. But as far as broadcasting goes, hopefully maybe continue to venture out, maybe start writing some articles for the school and maybe try to do maybe an internship up there with a broadcast team at a local news station if possible. That's one of my hopes and my dreams. But I'm just going along with the flow right now. And hopefully I can just keep on doing what I'm doing and maybe advance on and get some more broadcast time on the air and maybe come back here next summer and continue working for the Bananas.
Well, Caleb, great job. I love listening to you on the internet. You do a great job with what you're doing. And as I used to say in high school when you were there, go Sharks. But I know now you're going Bananas. Well, now you got to go Saints and go Bananas.
Oh, yes, sir.
All right, Caleb, have a good one. Enjoy the game tonight. Call a good game, and I'll be talking to you. Appreciate it, buddy.
Thank you, Coach.
And that's Caleb Barnes, the voice of the Savannah Bananas on the web pass. And what's special about this, the young man is also a former graduate of Islands High School, so a local boy, not on the field playing baseball, but he's up at the booth calling the games, and just great listening to him when I get a chance to listen to it. And, you know, it's a local team, and the Bananas have done a great job this summer again. New York Football Giants beat sports reporter since 1994. We're going to be talking to NFL and, of course, the Atlanta Falcons with Paul Swartz right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400, FM 104.3, WSEG, Sports Talk Savannah.